India gained independence on 15th August 1947. Jawaharlal Nehru was the Prime Minister.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
Today, 15th August 2018, Narendra Modi gave his Independence Day speech. And his homespun Hindi sounds a lot different than the clipped Cambridge-educated Nehru.
मैं आपके बीच प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में नहीं, प्रधान सेवक के रूप में उपस्थित हूं.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. A lot has changed in India since 1947. Meals our grandmothers made from scratch can be microwaved in minutes. Our stars never kissed on camera. Now heroes pose in the buff on film posters. Then there were marches for freedom, crying, "Salute to the motherland." Now, there are different kinds of freedom parades, pride parades. Every time I came to India from the US, I could see the change, the mall. That stands where the old market used to be. A friend's sprawling house with a lovely central courtyard turned into a high-rise. The McDonald's, Starbucks, my mother ordering fish on the mobile phone instead of going to the fish market. I remember listening to Sir V.S. Naipaul, who just died this week, being asked about how he sensed in an India of a million mutinies that the country was on the cusp of a great change.
Little things like seeing that the people I knew, they had servants whose children were being educated.
Education, he says, has a cumulative effect.
It doesn't occur right away, but it builds up and there we are. And I saw it.
I too see that in India. It's a young and restless country, itching for greater opportunity. The man who sold potatoes on our street told me his son now works for Google in the tech city of Hyderabad. That story is exciting. But scary too, because millions are pouring out of colleges and tech institutes, but the jobs are not being produced in the millions. The vigilantes who roam parts of India looking for people to beat up in the name of the cow are often young men with education but no job, bristling with anger and looking for their place in this new India. This India that looks so new, this India that sounds so different, if you close your eyes and just listen, you can hear how this India has changed. We used to gather around television every Sunday morning to religiously watch our great epic, the Ramayana, turned into a soap opera. Now we watch the World Cup right here in my local vegetable market, a television perched among piles of eggplants and tomatoes. But some sounds defy change. The vendors on the street, the bus conductor, even the racket of crows, they still define what it means to grow up in India. On Independence Day as kids, we used to have to go to school for the flag hoisting, sing a patriotic song or two tunelessly. Now, Independence Day means huge sales on Amazon. Independence Day specials everywhere. This year, it's even more special. That's the sound of the first IKEA store opening in Hyderabad in India. It was a stampede as people pushed, shoved, and trampled over each other for their IKEA furniture in a country where many call electricians just to change a light bulb. And my electrician brings his assistant. Because as he says, oh my goodness, no, that's high voltage. Apparently, it's okay for the assistant to get an electric shock. IKEA has figured us out. They've tied up with someone to provide not just the cabinet, but also the carpenter to assemble it. Indians might have become independent for over 70 years, but in some ways, we remain firmly dependent on the kindness of others. I think I tell these stories about India, but as Naipaul said, I'm really telling stories about myself.
I said there are stages in a man's life, the writer's life. There are stages in the life of a country. And by that I mean that when I'm writing about, even writing about India, I really am always writing about myself, understanding my own background, understanding what I've come from.
Goodbye, Sir V.S. Naipaul, and happy Independence Day, India. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.